Signature Stories, and A Family Tragedy by Sharon Hall. During my genealogical research, I collect ancestor signatures. When the time comes to format a custom-designed pedigree chart, I have been incorporating these on the chart, something unique to document history besides a bunch of dates and places. While formatting a few signatures of my Rup ancestors, I was thinking about their stories. Call them signature stories, if you will. One set of signatures was included in a series of affidavits averred to by four members of the Rup family of Sebastian County, Arkansas, in support of George Abbott and his claims for property appropriated during the Civil War. George Abbott was a miller living in either Sebastian or Scott County until February of 1864 when he went to Fort Smith. Abbott was deeply opposed to secession and his sympathies were solidly Union. Like many others in the South who considered themselves Unionists, Abbott was harassed by rebels. At Fort Smith, he worked for the Union cause and claimed this as evidence of his loyalty. His petition to the Commissioner of Claims, established under the Act of March 3, 1871, stated in April of 1864 members of the 9th Kansas Cavalry, as well as two Arkansas units, camped near his home in Sebastian County and appropriated one mare, $150, 2,000 pounds of fresh beef, $120 or 6 cents a pound, and 100 bushels of corn, $150. He was requesting remuneration in the amount of $420. Abbott's petition also included a sworn statement whereby he further established his loyalty to the United States by denying he had ever supported the Confederate cause. Had that statement not been true, it's unlikely he would have ever received anything in return. Abbott had friends and neighbors to support his claims, and instead of appearing in Washington, D.C. before the Commission of Claims, so great a distance from their homes, they would provide signed affidavits. George Washington Rup, my third great-grandfather and George Abbott's brother-in-law, and his brother Louis Rup, would serve as primary witnesses. To make his case, Abbott told how he had been harassed by rebels. At various times, he believed the Confederate Army had stolen 4 horses, a wagon, about 20 head of cattle, approximately 30 hogs, a gun, saddle, and 2 bridles. Of course, he never received any payment. Major Gibson threatened to kill George Abbott and my great-grandfather George Rup because they were milling and grinding corn for federal troops. Major Gibson, however, was killed by Union soldiers as he made his way to carry out the threat. Abbott seemed to have been quite generous with both his time and supplies in service of the federal troops. I would imagine George Rup and his family did the same. This brought to mind another ancestor who also lived in Sebastian County, Mary and, nay story, Hooper, my fourth great-grandmother. Mary Ann was born on July 24, 1819, the daughter of a Kentucky physician, Dr. Solomon Story. In 1904, just before her 85th birthday, she was featured in a newspaper article entitled A Remarkable Arkansas Family. At the time of the article, a careful count of her descendants totaled 450, 6 generations, which included 1 great-great-great-grandchild. To her friends and family, she was known as Aunt Pop, a woman of charity to those in need. She had lived in Arkansas for about 50 years, and in addition to raising her own large family, had made herself a blessing to neighbors as well. In that span of time, she had served as midwife for over 1,000 births, traveling through all sorts of weather to the aid of her sisters. During the Civil War, she fed hungry soldiers on both sides, no matter their allegiance. While neither Abbott nor anyone else had actually seen the Kansas group take the provisions, George Rup had seen them on a road out of Fort Smith and recognized the horse, a chestnut sorrel. Upon reaching the mill, he told Abbott what he had seen. Although Rup hadn't seen the other supplies of beef and corn, he believed his father, my fourth great-grandfather, David Price Rup, and his brother Louis had seen the cattle in the government's possession. As to the corn, Roop just knew how much had been in the crib, and it was all missing. George Roop signed his affidavit, and his brother Louis signed by his mark. In August of 1864, Abbott departed Arkansas, escorted by U.S. troops to Missouri. He traveled all the way to St. Joseph to escape rebel harassment and, ostensibly, he claimed, because he was loyal to the United States government. There he remained for about 15 months before returning to Scott County in 1866. David Roop backed up Lewis's claim by stating his son had seen claimant's cattle in September of 1864. David further investigated and found the cattle in the possession of a Fort Smith woman who told him she had been given the cattle for keeping until they were to be transferred to Kansas. He made no attempt to retrieve the cattle, knowing the woman was the wife of a soldier, and times being what they were, many were heading north to escape the rebels. David signed his affidavit on December 6, 1872. One more Roop affidavit, that of David's son Ransom, who had served the Union Army during the first 2 years, evokes an entirely different story, and a sad one at that. Ransom's affidavit brought to mind a story I found while researching the Roop family of Sebastian County. Less than 6 months after signing these affidavits, the Roop family experienced a devastating tragedy. On June 3, 1873, the Daily Gazette reported, David Roop, an old and respected citizen of Sebastian County, was foully murdered a few days ago. Two sons of the deceased were arrested as the guilty parties. One was released and the other held for trial before the circuit court. A subsequent article provided more details. Some time ago, we published an account of the killing of Old Man Roop and the arrest of his son Ransom for the murder. He was sent to jail at Greenwood. A few days ago, he knocked the jailer down with a bottle and made his escape. Ransom is now at large. On Friday night last, Sam, another son of Old Man Roop, committed suicide by shooting himself through the left breast with a rifle gun. He lived a few hours after he committed the deed and told how he placed the gun and touched it off with his toe. He declared his intention of killing himself beforehand, as the people need rain, and he said they couldn't have it until he died. What was Ransom and Samuel's motive for killing their father? It's unclear. Whether Ransom was ever punished is also unclear. He died in Mena, Arkansas in 1895. Tragedy beyond belief. Stories evoked by a set of ancestor signatures.